Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we are again for our show, and I'm super excited about it. And I know we've got a good one planned, and it was your idea. So please tell us what we're going to talk about today, Lisa.
Yes. Happy Monday, Tree. Hope you all had a great weekend, everybody that's listening. So I know I did. It was busy, and we're back to Monday, which is awesome to get back into a routine. But I just thought, you know, there's so many things in life, whether it's relationships or relationships with a significant other or a spouse or a sibling or even a work relationship, you know, like the physical work thing. And oftentimes things happen, and we've talked about this many times before, and we don't realize why they're happening. And
right.
What I, you know, was telling Teresa is that, you know, I think we really need to focus on letting go and letting God. And I know we've, you know, interceded that in a lot of our conversations prior to today, but it is so critical to our, I don't want to say happiness, but it's like our whole demeanor of life. And it's so hard to let go of something that we know or of someone that we know or a situation that we know. And
right.
I know that we all have experience in that, right? You have, I have, our listeners have. So it was just, I just felt the need today to really focus more on the letting go and letting God.
I love that part. So I actually got a great story. And that just happened yesterday. Not for me, but a client I have, if it's okay, I'll share with you because it's funny. She's a little character, if you're cool with it. It won't take long. But she wanted to date a guy, right? And she met this guy and fell for him head over heels. He's 70. She's 57, I think. And her nieces rented a house from him and did not realize it was the same guy until, you know, they put the pieces together for college. And so she was really excited about it. She called and told me. And so the nieces put everybody together. And so they had dinner together. And she's sitting there with them. And they're connecting. And she had called me about a month or two ago. She said, Tree, I'm just going to have to stop. I got to let him go. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? His brother just died. You need to really chill, right? Take a chill pill. And so I said, you know, why don't you just let go and let God choose the timing? Because sometimes we're the biggest obstacle. We don't even need any other obstacle. We're the big mountain there, right? And
yes,
so we get in the way.
I agree.
It has to be this way, right? So anyway,
yes.
So she says, she was so funny. She goes, we went out once. I'm not going to reach for him again. He needs to reach for me. And I told her, I said, listen, Kathy, let go and let God. Hello. I said, quit saying what you're going to do. God's probably got a better plan. I mean, he did create the world in 7 days. He rested on the seventh or something like that. He's pretty smart. And, I think she kept saying, I don't want to reach for him. But if you let go, and he said, let go, let God. That's what you did last time, and look what happened. Your nieces actually moved into his house and figured out it was him for college. Isn't that cool? Great
wow. That is way cool. Yes. Wow.
Yes.
You know, it is amazing how things happen, because she wasn't willing to, like, give it a chance, and then look where she ended up. So that's pretty cool.
Right? She didn't obsess about it. She just let it go. Oh, it's not going to work. I go, if you just let go, it will. And it's meant to be, right? So that's what she did.
It's so
let go
hard.
It's so hard.
I mean, I, and again, I know we all have had situations where we've been clinging to something or someone or whatever it is. And for me, I've got several situations I can share. But the biggest one that impacted me the most is I had worked for a large pharmaceutical company for 30 plus years. I started right out of high school, and my mom worked there, and she retired after 30 years. So, you know, I was like, oh, this is great. You know, this is a great company. It started out as a family-owned business, and my intentions were to retire, you know, of course, on my time clock. Well, that didn't happen. And about, gosh, I think it was October of 2012, is when our whole entire department, which was about 125 of us, received word that they were doing away with our positions, and they were sending them overseas. So they couldn't really tell us, like, when our last day of work would be, but they needed us to stay on board to help with this transition of this new system and do all this testing. And I was like, gosh, what, is this really happening? I mean, I would wake up every morning thinking, they're not gonna let me go. There's no way. My mom was here for a long time. My ex-husband retired from there, and he was still working there. It was just, you know, and not that nepotism was an issue. It wasn't a negative thing, but there were a lot of families that had, you know, relatives that were working there.
Right.
And the day finally came where they said, okay, this is it. It's your last day. And it was 6 months almost to the day that we got our basically walking papers. And I'm telling you, Tari, I was crushed beyond imagination. It's like I grew up in this company. So I had worked there 32 years. That's all I knew. That was my family. And the people that were there were like my family. And to this day, I still have a little bit of bitterness with the way it all happened. However, the caveat I will mention here is that when I did finally walk out of that building for the last time, that same year, which was probably, 6 months later, I ended up moving my grandmother into assisted living. So I had time with her and of course, you know, I lived with my grandmother. She was like my mother. She raised me, you know, so forth, and my mom, you know, was there as well. But it was a blessing that I did not see. And as much as I still have a little bit of that hesitation as to why me was because I needed to be with my grandmother.
Right.
I was there with her pretty much every single day thereafter, to visit her, take her to doctor's appointments, or to take her to lunch, or to take her shopping. And we just really, I mean, we bonded more than we ever did, or at least that I remember. And it was a godsend, if you will. So that's where the letting go and letting God really came into my life. And I didn't see it, of course, at the time. And tears I shed were gallons worth. But looking back, I was given a gift, and I didn't realize that I was given a gift.
Sometimes it's hard to do and to distinguish. But, you know, back in April last year, 2020, he and I broke up, my ex-fiancé. And so I said, like that, I actually broke up with him, but it doesn't really matter because it, you know, and I thought that we could work it out maybe if time apart. But I feel like the rug was jerked out from underneath me because he actually moved because he had lost his, he had found a better place and not lost his job, but he moved. He moved a few hours away from me. And that was devastating. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, how am I going to recover from this, right? And then I had a dream. It's like I had a dream, and the Holy Family, God, Jesus, and Mr. Holy, as I call him, and you know, however you see that, the Holy Family, Mother Mary, said, "Don't worry, you're going to get it. There's going to be an amazing surprise for you." And you know what? It's been a year later, but there's been a couple of surprises pretty recently, actually. And I just let go and let God, and I realize now, thank you. I'm not still with him because I got such a gift from that. I have been able to see that relationship, observe it rather than feel it. And just the other night I had a dream. I go, that's the reason why I had to go through this. And, you know, sometimes, I think to really let go and let God, one of the things you got to do is like, sometimes we think we know better than God and we don't, you know, God, Jesus, God, God, Mr. Holy Spirit, God, the Father God, and we think we do, and we really don't, because I got that gift. It was an amazing gift, like you got your caveat. That was mine just 2 days ago.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh.
And I've got another couple things that will help me never attract the kind of things that drove me crazy. And I'm sure he's got things that I drove him crazy about. I mean, I don't think that he thinks I walk on water, unfortunately. I was kidding. But, you know,
Well, I think you walk on water.
Well, there you go. Only with my floaties on. It's all good. Anyway, I live about 2 minutes from the beach now, those who are listening now or later. But, so sometimes there's a real gift in there, you know, and you know, letting go and letting God. And it may not come in your time, but I promise you it'll come in divine timing. And the more you get in the way, the more you drive it away.
Tari, you couldn't have hit that point any stronger, because I do believe, you know, in both of our situations that we just explained, of course we were devastated, you know, with the decision, although you, you know, were the one that made the initial move, it was still a hard thing for you to do. But it's like at the same time, you know, by hearing these situations that we're sharing with our listeners, I hope that this is giving all of you hope that your prayers do get answered. And again, it's not always what we want. And sometimes what we want, if we force, ends up being not for us in the end anyway. So we really do have to trust the timing, and as hard as it is to get through it, because the time that we want it to happen in isn't going to be the time that God's going to have it happen in. So that's a hard journey to walk. Trust me, it wasn't easy for me, but there were signs along the way that led me to believe there was a reason why I lost my job. And I obviously didn't know it at the time, but like you, we pray about it. We, you know, shared with our, you know, best friends about it. We talked through it, you know, obviously relying on our faith, relying on our guardian angels, relying on our, you know, our Holy Trinity or Holy Family, however we refer to it. And we have to believe that when things in our life happen, it's happening for a reason. And we have to do our best to let go and let God. And I can't stress that enough.
That is so true, because I have another client, and her husband, they've been married for 7 years and have a little girl. They've been together 7 years, have a little girl who's 4 years old. And she called me this morning. She said, I need you to know this. She goes, if I, 2 months ago, if somebody had told me that we're separated, I would have been devastated. And I was. I go, yes, I know you were. And she said, now, she goes, I don't think if we get back together, because we both work toward that, but if we don't, there's something different and better for me. I go, that's exactly right. She goes, let go, let God. I said, so right on about that. And because when we try to make, it's almost like when we try to make someone or ourselves fit into a pair of shoes that were great and comfortable, but now they're old and beat up, you know, we need a new pair of shoes. I'm not equating a relationship. It can be a relationship. It can be a job. It can be whatever. We're trying to make something that fit that doesn't fit us anymore. You know what I mean? And we just really got to let go and let go. And that's one of the hardest things to do, because we trust what's comfortable. We trust something that doesn't change. The change is inevitable.
Yes.
I think it can be really hard to change.
It is. And you're right. It's this comfort zone that we're in. You know, and none of us really like to be in an uncomfortable situation, but the uncomfortable situation somehow is giving us the strength that we need to move forward and to move out of and let go of. And I just have to share, too, that there's a gentleman that I follow on Instagram. His name's Trent Shelton. He is a motivational speaker. Isn't he amazing?
Yeah, I guess. I just get from him daily, you know.
Yes. So real quick, his backstory was he was a football player all through high school, college, and then he went into the NFL, and then he ended up getting cut. And if you listen to his story about that whole process, like I was sharing, it was just devastating. It's like, this has been my dream. And when he got cut from the NFL, he was struggling. Somehow he found his way to motivational speaking, and I ended up just catching him on Instagram one day, and I was so attracted to the passion in his voice, the passion in his life, the passion he has to help others. It was just, it gives me chills every time I, you know, just listen to his voice or think about his messages. So what I wanted to share, if it's okay, Tari, is the text message. Okay, so you can sign up to receive text messages from him, and he calls it his straight-up community. And when you receive these text messages, they're always very inspirational. And for me, it's always like, gosh, how did that message get to me today? Because this is the day that I needed something like this, all right?
Right.
Today's message was, and this is a quote from Trent Shelton, "If it wasn't for the struggle, you wouldn't have the strength. God is always building you, even when he seems like he's breaking you. Some things we just won't change until certain things are taken from us or broken from us. Sometimes the best way to build new things is to depart from old ways. God knows this. Trust him." I read that and I was like, I got chills. I really did. Because we don't realize when we're going through this attraction to something that we're not supposed to be in, what the outcome is really going to be for us down the road.
Right.
So this just really hit me today, and I had to share it with everybody.
Oh, I like that. That is so true, and I love him. I was reading him, and I'll reply to his text and on Instagram and everything. But he's been through some challenges, and he's on top of his game. So my dad used to say to me, "T," he goes, "it's not about the challenges." He said, "If you fall down, that's okay." He goes, "But always, always, always remember to pick yourself up." And he said, "And yes, be better. Don't you be bitter." I was like, all right, so I think we all got being better. And, my folks were really good about that kind of thing. So I'm grateful to them for it and everything. But, yeah, so we all got our challenges, and that's for sure. We're doing this show now, and we're calling our Monday shows Weekly Wisdom. Isn't that cool? So, you know, let God. Yeah. And I love your quote there. God, the struggle is to make us stronger, right? And stronger and better, right? And that's so true. I just remember certain things. I go, if I never went through that, I would never learn that new part of me that came out of it, right? So, and there are people that prefer to stay the way they were in high school or try to do that. But if it doesn't work for high school or college or whatever, you can move forward. It's always better to move forward and accept change because you'll be better for it. And I know that. I've learned that by my own perseverance and relationships. Unfortunately, I love the beginning of a relationship in the middle. I hate the end. So I'm learning that.
Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah, I feel like God and I put better work with that. You like, I gotta let go,
right.
T. I don't want to let go. Let go. But
I know. And, you know, and it goes down to at least another experience of mine is I'm very blessed to have a very large circle of acquaintances.
Oh.
Friends are very tight. Acquaintances are, you know, obviously extended. And, you know, there are several of those acquaintances that it seems like I'm always the one reaching out, trying to stay connected with. And I've noticing the ones that reach out to me are the ones that are more of my friends versus acquaintances. And so
right.
I've really had to take a step back and think, okay, am I pushing a relationship, even though it's an acquaintance, am I pushing something that isn't meant to be? Like, is this person really supposed to be in my life? Are they really benefiting my life, or am I benefiting their life? So I really have to step back and think, where do I fit in that connection and try to figure out if it's something that I want to continue to try for, or if it's something that I need to just step back and let go, which would be hard because I am a very social person and I love my acquaintances and the friendships that I have. So to not have that in my life would be would hurt me. But I guess I would have to think maybe there's other people that are supposed to be coming into my life if these people aren't.
Yeah, I also feel that you make room for the people like that are supposed to come into your life, and you have to let some of them go. I've done that with friends and clients. Not that I'm being, rude, but I also think that's important. Somebody has a question. Do you want to take it? It might be a psychic one. It may be whatever. So is it okay, Lisa?
Oh, sure. Go. Take it. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
hey,
how about
thank
that?
You.
Anyway, hi. This is Tariq, and I got my co-host on here, Lisa. Lisa, you're there, too. So,
hi there.
And who?
Hi. It is a psychic one. I just left a very toxic job. And I don't know, where to even start, if that makes sense. I was just wondering if you could give me any advice.
Well, we'll do that. But, Lisa, do you want to go first or do you want me to go? It doesn't matter. If you have a hit, because Lisa's extremely intuitive. So, she sends me some great – anyway, Lisa, do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I guess my first question is, did you leave this toxic situation on your own, or were you
kind of forced out? They were getting ready to ask me, but it was one thing after another. And when they were saying that, I'm like, I don't even know why I'm still here. Like, I need to just walk, and I did walk out.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were literally making up lies. Like, I was defending myself against allegations that I didn't know who the person was, or so how do you defend yourself against a non issue like someone even said I assaulted someone, so I was scared to ride in the elevator. It was pretty bad. Like, I didn't even realize how bad it was until I said, this is too much, and I just threw my stuff in the garbage and walked out.
Good for you.
And
that's a guess, by the way.
Well, they were headed towards banning me from the building. And
Oh, wow.
I probably could have fought that too, but I was tired of fighting. And that's why I just said, I'm not going to win this, and I'm not sure I'm supposed to. I mean,
good
I thought I was fighting some kind of good fight, but I think I was wrong.
Lisa, I'm going to give you something I get really quickly. Letting go and letting God, that's what happened here. So you're pushed, but you got something great coming in for you, and I'll tell you what I get. But Lisa, I wanted to make sure she knew that. Great, great. You letting go and letting God. I love that. You represent that very well, So.
And what I'm going to say, too, I would also like to interject that I give you so much kudos for doing and taking those actions, because you sensed that there was things happening, and so you've got a little bit of that intuition in yourself as well. So the fact that you made the decision to get out of this toxic situation, again, we don't know God's timing, but this leads me to believe that you are supposed to be someplace else, and that you have a gift that's going to help other people in another way, shape, or form. So whatever the position you were in currently or just left, obviously, that wasn't one that was meant for you to benefit you and others. That's just my two cents.
Well, if it's okay, I'm going to give you what I get, okay? So this is kind of cool. Let me ask you a question. When you were a child, what did you want to do when you were a little girl? Well, that's a long time ago, Tari. I get it. But that teach, do something with your – you got a skill there. What's your skill?
I had wisdom where adults would listen to me. I was in a very also young toxic situation. So I painted, but I never really thought about what I would do one day, to be honest. I mean, I'm just being honest with you.
That's the way it needs to be. So there's a website, not a website, but a Facebook group called Power to Pivot. You need to go there, okay? And there, are you writing that down? Power to Pivot. And what it does is it takes your passion and shows you how to make money with it. Painting, talking, getting adults to listen to you, it's
Because trust me, that's one that we all struggle with, especially kids when they become adults, right? Right? Lisa will tell you about that, too. And
yeah.
I can, my daughter.
Yes.
What's your first name, by the way? Do you mind me asking?
Debbie.
Debbie. Oh, wow. Okay. So, Debbie, Power to Pivot. That's a great, great Facebook page, but it'll take you – I feel like that – I know an artist. She had – I'll tell you what she did. She wanted to paint. She wanted to make money with it, and it was her passion. And she goes, what I really like to do, she goes, is take my daughter and paint with her. She's 16. It's her way to relate with her. And she said, then we go out and we paint things in nature. And so she found – she really niched that down. And she is making a few thousand a month now by launching that women are being an artist and teaching your kids from 8 to 16 how to paint with you. But it's a lot better than that. And you can do that.
Okay.
But their Power to Pivot will help you change it very quickly. You have the ability to do that. And you have to do a little work. But I promise you, you're not by yourself, okay? And it's time for you to make money doing what you love and loving what you do, okay? You're an artist. How can you do anything less? What do you think?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm interested in, like, healing and stuff, too, but...
Good for you.
It makes me sad when people ask me what I wanted to do when I was young because I was just trying to survive. You know, it makes me kind of sad. I don't know why. I just thought about that.
Debbie, that's okay because you know what? It's there. So I tell you something. You talk to Lisa and I. Lisa is amazing too, and I am. Why don't you give me a call, and then I'll send you some stuff via text. If you're okay. If Lisa, is that okay if she gives me a call? Yeah. Ready?
Oh, gosh, absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, here's my number, okay? And if you have anybody really good looking that you know, give them. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so anyway, I'm teasing, but I got you to laugh. My number is my name's Tarie, and my number is 954-636-9401. I'm getting ready to start a healing class that is made for you, okay, that you can use as healing abilities to help people. And you got those same healing abilities.
954-636-6394.
No, 636-9401. Yes, 954-636-9401. I shouldn't have drank a cup of coffee before I started this podcast. I'm just kidding.
That's okay.
Good. All right, yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to say real quick to Debbie. I sense your emotion and I sense your sadness. And I feel for you. I really do. I think we've all, you know, experienced something like this in our life. I do feel, though, that you have to allow those emotions to come out, because if you continuously to keep them inside you, it's going to erupt, and it's going to erupt to a point where it might be anger, which, again, I'm not saying have these emotions, but You need to allow yourself as a human being to experience these emotions and cry it out and let it go and trust. Please, please, please trust our Lord that there is a journey and a path for you that you will succeed with, helping yourself and helping others.
Well,
yeah,
I feel like
father. It's just been a bad couple of weeks. I mean, just like, you know, you think you're fighting some kind of good fight, you know, against people, not fighting, but like, you know, trying to remain in the light. And it just got to be too much.
May I make a suggestion to you? You've got some good stuff there for you, okay? And you fought the good fight. You made a difference, and now it's your time to go to make a difference somewhere else. But you deserve, you have a great power inside of you, and you have a service inside of you too. And you deserve to make a living, do better than just make a living serving people. That is what you signed up for as a healer, okay? And I know that.
Right.
And just remember this. Jim Rohn said this to me. I did marketing PR for him years ago. He said, the bigger the problem, the bigger the paycheck. I was like, wowzer. Okay, and it's not about money. It really isn't. But you are a great artist. You got some healing abilities, and I'm getting ready to teach. Myself and somebody else are getting ready to teach a workshop, so it'll be good, about healing.
Okay.
Using the about, they text me, hit me up with the text, and that would be good.
Okay.
Yeah. All
right.
Thank you. Lisa, we're going to have to go because I think we're out of time. If I'm not mistaken.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, yes.
Thank
Debbie,
you.
Thank you for calling in, Debbie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We love you. Weekly wisdom with Lisa and me. It's all good. Anyway, take care, Debbie. Lovely lady, huh?
Very lovely, yes. Yes, I'm so glad that she found the strength to call in. That's amazing.
It took guts to do that. Really, it does. Anyway, love her.
Yes.
All right, so we're off and running, and I'll see you next week. And I'll give you a call later on, but I would like to talk to you more. All right, Lisa, you've been wonderful as always.
Yes, we will talk later. I've got to bring Asher home, so give me a little bit of time, but I'll talk to you soon.
No worries. Take care. Bye now.
Okay,
anyway,
bye-bye.
Asher and the banana, we have to share with him next week. I'll talk to you later.